The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Unburied Dead. It is midnight. In a rundown saloon on the waterfront, down in outers and derelicts line the bar. But at a table near the door, three men sit talking. The leader, thin, cadaverous, dressed somberly in black, listens attentively to one of his companions.
That's the carriage, the deacon. The lanky carrot top down at the end of the bar.
Oh, really? Just the man for the job.
That's what we thought.
Would Gabby have checked into his background, of course?
Everything's okay.
Excellent, Gabby, excellent. Well, gentlemen, I see no reason why you shouldn't approach him.
Right.
I'll wait in the car.
Jack.
But don't keep me waiting, gentlemen. This neighborhood depresses me.
Okay, Gabby?
Right.
Can we squeeze in here, Red? Why not?
Drink, Red?
Sure. Three beers, Danny and Mac.
Still sweating, Red?
Could be. Interested in a proposition?
Like what?
Back on money.
How?
Just doing what you stole. Interested?
Got a guy outside that'd like to talk to you.
Let's go.
It's our car over there in the alley.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Young man, won't you get in?
Wait a minute. Just what's the profit? Nice. In with him.
Right.
Still beating?
That can be fixed.
I got your message, Deacon. You wanted to see me?
Why, hello, Mr. Tate. How nice.
Your pump.
Come in, come in.
Any hitch in the plan?
On the contrary, my dear friend. You die tomorrow night. Will that be convenient?
Yes, the sooner the better. But how about...
Everything has been arranged. Come with me. Oh, button your coat, Spec. Silly in here. Our merchandise requires it. Hello, boy.
Oh, hi, Jacob. Coming along real nice. Take a look.
Come in, Miss Spec.
What are they doing with that blowtorch?
Arranging things. The feature disappears, though white clean with a damp rag.
Cover it up. Cover it up.
But, my good man, we're rather proud of this job. One of the most difficult we've had.
I don't want to see him.
You insist. Now, about the money, Peck.
Yes, I've got it here. $25,000.
Oh, I should have called you about that. The price has gone up. It's $50,000 now.
What? But you said...
I know, but additional expenses cropped up. You know, you're a hard man to hit.
But this is murder.
Unfortunately, yes. But you're so lanky. And that red hair of yours was the problem.
But I didn't authorize murder.
I did. Now, Mr. Peck, Gabby will go home with you and bring back the money. And be sure you give him one of your suits and your dental stuff. You got one, didn't you, Mr. Peck?
Yes.
Good. Well, I guess you're all ready for the hideout. Anything else you can think of?
No.
Oh, come, Mr. Peck, cheer up. Just think. By this time tomorrow night, you'll be dead.
want my help, Margot?
Yes.
Well, why me?
Well, Lamont, the police won't listen to her, and she heard of your interest in criminology. Oh, that must be from now. Hello, Hilda. Come on. Hilda, this is Lamont Jackson. Lamont, this is Miss Hilda.
How do you do, Hilda?
How do you do?
Well, Margaret says you'd like my help. Tell me, what can I do for you?
Help me find my employer. He's missing.
Mm-hmm. When did you last see him, Hilda?
About an hour ago. In the city morgue.
Oh, but Hilda...
You said he was missing.
He is. That man in the morgue is not Mr. Peck. Mr. Peck? Isn't that the man I read about this morning? He ran his car into a tree and it was burned again. That's what the police say.
Hilda, wasn't the body identified?
Yes. But only by his ring and watch and things like that.
Oh, but Hilda, surely his relative.
He had none. He was all alone.
Well, tell me, why are you so sure that isn't Mr. Peck's body in the morgue?
His glasses. The steel-rimmed ones he always wore. Everything else he carried was found on the body. But not his glasses.
Well, Hilda, maybe he didn't wear them.
But that's impossible. He was blown without them. Oh, I know it sounds crazy.
Crazy, but very intriguing, Hilda.
You mean you'll help?
Well, I don't know what I can do. But I'll run down to the morgue with you and have a look at that body.
Way, folks. Best burn case we got this year. Friend of yours?
Not exactly. He was the employer of this young lady.
Yeah. I seen her here this morning. You must like the place.
I wanted my friends to see
this. Well, everybody to his taste. Pretty?
It's horrible.
Well, firing a beauty cure, lady.
Oh.
What did the coroner put down as the cause of death?
You kidding? Just since you didn't die of old age.
No, just wondering about the skull. Seems to be badly fractured.
Yeah. He ran into a tree. Banged his skull against the windshield. Finished with him?
Yes.
Are the police satisfied that this is Peck's body?
Yeah. Ain't you?
Well,
I know, lady. I know. You told me all about it this morning. But the cops had a guy down checking his teeth with a dentist chart. It's him, all right.
Well, Hilda, I'm sorry, but I guess we're barking up the wrong tree.
Excuse me, folks. You see, I got some other customers. Hello, Ace. You and Gabby out shopping?
All right, Chris.
Got all the latest on Peck yet?
Yep. Just come in. He's all yours.
Right. We'll pick him up tonight at 10 straight.
Those men.
What about them, Hilda?
I've seen them before. They've been coming up to Mr. Peck's office for the past few weeks.
Probably friends of his. They're handling arrangements.
But he never knew them until a month ago. Why should they handle arrangements?
Well, I don't know. Well, here comes the attendant. We'll ask him.
Would you like to see some of our other star boarders?
Oh, well, no, thank you. All I want to see is the light of day.
Could you tell me who those two men were?
Well, them that just left?
Yes.
Them's Ace Dugan and Gabby Harris from the Deacon's place.
The Deacon?
Yeah, I thought everybody knew the Deacon. He runs that Port of Peace burial service. You know, when a guy's got nobody and he's slated for Potter's Heel, the Deacon claims him and gives him a decent plan.
I see.
But Mr. Peck wouldn't go to Potter's Heel.
Oh, relax, lady. Peck left instructions himself to turn the body over to the Deacon. Seen a letter myself.
Well, I guess that's that. Let's get out of here.
Right, Margot. Thank you, attendant.
Of course, okay. Drop in any time. Hey. Socially, I mean.
I'm sorry I dragged you both down here. You must think I'm an awful fool.
Not a bit, Hilda. Matter of fact, I find this little puzzle rather stimulating. I think I'll look into it a little more deeply. Come on, Hilda. We'll drop you to a place.
Deacon Ace and Gabby.
Just a minute, gentlemen.
Well, they said to go to Connor's giving sermons.
Excellent, Gabby, excellent. Everything is going according to plan.
Not everything.
What do you mean?
That dame that works in Peck's office, she was at the morgue when we walked in. I think she recognized us.
How very unfortunate.
For her. You must be wise. That's the second time she was here today. This time she had company.
Yeah? Who? Guy and a dame. Yeah, but they didn't look like anything to lose any sleep over.
Maybe not, but that secretary effect is as dangerous as a rattlesnake.
So, Gabby? Have you never heard that when a rattlesnake is dangerous, you merely draw its fang?
Ain't a fangs that bothers me, Deacon. It's a tongue.
Gabby may be right, Deacon.
Oh, nonsense. We've handled hundreds of people here who had tongues. They weren't dangerous.
Yeah, they were dead. Oh, I see.
When do we take care of
them? In due time. Hmm. Well, gentlemen, it looks like we're going to have to sacrifice the peg.
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Alive, a peg represents a nice bit of money. But dead, he represents 60. We can't afford to let our profitable business go by the board for the sake of one man.
Yeah, that's a shame, boy.
Well, then, gentlemen, we'd better pick up the body now. And then while I'm arranging to get the check here, you two boys can see to Mr. Kilby, please.
Strange model. Nobody seems to be in.
Well, it suits me. This is a very depressing place.
Well, darling, you don't expect a charity burial institution to look like a country club, do you?
No, I guess not. But, anyway, as long as there is no answer, we, might as well go, huh?
You go along, darling. Take the car. I'll be along presently.
And what are you going to do?
Notice the side door up this alley. What I might arrange to have them look around the inside.
Well, if you go, I go.
Well, come along, then, but, don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, Lamont, isn't this considered housebreaking?
Technically, yes. But if I find some answer to the odd circumstances surrounding Peck's death, I'll consider it justified.
I do. Well, here's the door.
Locked, I suppose. Yeah. Locked, all right. The steel gadget may change its mind.
It's dark in there.
Not too late to change your mind, darling. Go back to the car.
Oh, no, no, no. Nothing doing. I'm coming. Oh. Why did you close the door?
Margo, you haven't forgotten we're housebreakers.
Oh, well, oh. It's cold in here. It's really awfully cold.
It is. Damp, too. Well, I'm going to leave you for a minute, darling.
You are not. I'm coming with you.
Oh, Margo, we can't turn on any lights. No telling what we'll run into. You wait here.
But, darling, I don't like it in here.
No, it won't be a minute. Now, here's the flashlight, but don't use it unless it's absolutely necessary.
All right. But don't go far away.
I won't, darling. Be right back.
What was that? Lamont? Lamont, is that you? Lamont? This room. Lamont, there's someone in this room! The back, like a thief. Lamont! Lamont, there are men hanging from the ceiling! Shut up! Lamont! Lamont!
Cranston and his friend, Margo Lane, while investigating a mysterious society, wander into a room in the society headquarters. Margo, left alone, turns on her flashlight to discover rows of hanging dead bodies, their feet banging hollowly against the wall.
Lamont! Lamont!
Margo!
Lamont!
Tell me what is
it? Lamont! It's horrible! Lamont!
Let me have the flashlight.
Where are you going, please?
Let's have a look.
No, no, let's get out of here. There's a homicidal maniac who's around here someplace. Please.
Max. He's never dead, all right, but I don't think they were murdered.
What?
Burial society, darling. These are the bodies our friend the deacon rescued from Potter's Field.
Oh, well, then why not bury them?
Easy, darling. Wait a minute. What's this? corpse strapped in a dental chair?
I am not interested in anything but getting out of here. Come on, please, let's go.
Wait a minute, darling. Look at this. Full dental equipment.
Why should a corpse want a dentist?
When we find that out, Margot, I think we'll have the whole story.
Lamont, you mean you see some pattern to this ugly madness?
Yes, darling. A definite pattern. I begin to see the dim outlines of one of the most horrible records we've ever run across.
Well, all right, darling, but can't we go now?
Yes. I think it's time the Shadow paid a visit to the city morgue. Just to see Peck's body again to check my theory.
I'm the Shadow. No one sees the Shadow.
What do you want here? There's nobody here who can tell you anything, Shadow.
You can.
I don't know a thing. Not a thing, I tell you.
What's behind the Port-au-Prince Burial Society?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. Sometimes they care for one of my boarders. See that he gets a burial. I don't know anything else.
You're one of the gang.
No, I swear it. I don't know anything about him.
They want the body of Peck. They must not have it.
You're too late, Shadow. They already have it.
What did you find out at the morgue, Lamont?
Peck's body's gone. They've already called for it.
Why? They weren't supposed to pick it up in 10:30.
Yes. Better head back to the Port of Peace. Must realize something's gone wrong.
Why, darling?
They weren't supposed to pick that body up until 10:30, and they picked it up already. They must know that Hilda... Lamont, of course.
What is it?
They must realize Hilda's suspicion. What's their next logical step?
To shut Hilda up.
Exactly, darling. We've got to get to Hilda's before they do.
Message for Miss Hilda Keith.
Coming. Just a moment. What is it, please?
Inside, Sissy, inside.
What is this?
You ask too many questions. Now you're going to answer a couple.
I don't know what you mean.
What have you been hanging around the morgue all day for?
I just went there to see Miss Peck.
You're lying. Who is them two you had with you?
Nobody, I tell you.
Who were they? Answer the man.
Friend.
Why'd you bring him there? Why?
I wanted to make sure it was Mr. Peck.
Oh. Then what made you think it wasn't?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
The man asked you what made you think it wasn't Peck.
Let me alone.
That was you. I'd answer the man.
I just had a feeling it wasn't Mr. Peck.
She had a feeling it wasn't Peck. Bad.
Awful bad.
The only cure for that is to stop feeling.
What are you going to do?
We're going to cure you.
No, let me go.
All the right. I'll take care of it. Quit. Little wildcat. Turn on at the rod. It'll make so much noise.
Just shiv, Womp.
All right, hurry up. Make sure you don't stick it into me. Bring her around. You bit my hand. Hold it. That way. Let's get out of here.
What about her?
Take her with us. We'll take care of her at the port.
Something wrong. Hilda, where are you?
Good heavens, Lamont. Look at this place.
It's been a struggle, Margot. Men must have gotten her. Come on, darling. We've no time to lose. We're going to the Port of Peace. If they've harmed Hilda, they'll answer to the Shadow.
Probably Peck. I sent for it.
What do we do with the girl, Deacon? All right for Peck to know she's here?
I don't think it matters very much now how much the check knows he. Let him in and keep him covered.
Right.
Deacon wanted to see me.
My dear friend. Come in.
This is dangerous, Deacon. I shouldn't have left the hideout. Suppose somebody... Good heavens. What's she doing here? Why, that's Hilda Keys.
Oh, yes, so it is, Mr. Peck.
What have you done to her? Is she dead?
Just rest. She was a little reluctant to accompany my two friends. They persuaded her. You'll come out of it all right.
Suppose she saw me.
I wouldn't worry about that. We think you. Important thing.
Let's get on with...
The coffin.
What's that doing here?
It's more convenient here. We have to fix it so the authorities won't find the wrong body in it.
What do you mean?
Haven't you guessed? It's unfortunate that our plans were strange. But they're easily corrected. Aren't they? Come on, Peck.
Oh, you're crazy.
You wouldn't... You see, when the police open that coffin, it will be you. You understand my position, of course.
Why, you...
Time up. Time up. That's it. You see, it's essential you stay alive during this little operation in case of an autopsy, you know? The lungs must show signs of smoke.
I'm ready with a blowtorch, Deacon.
Yes, yes. Hey, keep that door closed, you fool.
Just a draft, Deacon. Don't get excited.
I'll give you anything, but don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Kill you? But I can't kill you, Peck. You're already dead. You can't kill a dead man.
Deacon, look in the corner. Holy cow. One of them stiffs.
It's working. You're crazy.
I'll get him up. Stop him. He keeps coming. I put three slugs and he doesn't walk.
You can't kill a dead man, you know. You just said so yourself.
Who are you?
I am the Shadow. I've come to exact vengeance.
Help me. Help me. They're going to kill me.
You deserve no sympathy, Peck. When the time comes, you'll take your punishment with the rest of them.
The Shadow. And it ain't the dead guy talking. They got him. I must be holding the body up. Close in on him. Close in. Don't let him slip by.
I can't see him.
Keep your eye on the corpse. He's dying it. Look, down. He's throwing the corpse.
He's not gate bound, Deacon. He must be.
Look, don't put it in. He'll get him. Ace.
Ace is unconscious, Deacon. Now it's just you and I.
I'll make a deal with you, Shadow. There's plenty in it for both of us. Give me a little start.
Shadow makes no deal with the likes of you.
All I want is an hour's start. I'll give you anything.
What have you done to heal the keys?
It's all right. It's done. You see, he's coming too.
Who was it that killed the man in that coffin? So his body could be substituted for Peck.
They did it. I said, wait, and Gabby did it.
Where am I?
Have no fear, Hilda. Shadow is here to protect you.
Shadow? Oh, that's Mr. Peck. That's what I left it with
him. I know, Hilda. So do the police.
Let me go, Shadow.
Hilda, pick up that gun to your foot.
I have it.
You hear that?
Police, I'm getting out of here.
No, you're not. If you attempt to escape, Hilda, don't be afraid to use the gun.
I won't.
Give me a break, huh?
I'll get you with your wife.
I'll
do him. Goodbye, Deacon. Police will find the evidence locked in there with you.
The papers announced the death sentence for the Deacon and his gang this morning, Lamont. And Peck got a jail sentence, I see.
Yes, the Deacon's was a vicious racket, Margot. Running a free burial society, so he'd have access to unclaimed bodies.
Yes, but why did he want them?
The substitute for men he'd insured heavily, or men like Peck, who wanted to disappear and start all over someplace else.
Oh.
Peck's red hair and lanky build made it necessary to get a special body. They had to kill a man who resembled him. Then, of course, they intended to use that to blackmail Peck for the rest of his life.
Horrible. But I don't understand how you solved it so fast.
I saw that dental chair in the burial building. It dawned on me.
What?
It put fillings into the corpse's teeth so it would check with the supposed victim's teeth.
Well, but if it was all so perfect, why were they going to kill Peck?
Because of Hilda. She seemed to know too much. Deacon was too smart to spoil a good racket. He's going to let the police find the real Peck body in the casket. And then Hilda would become another one of his unclaimed bodies. It was almost foolproof.
Well, I'm glad it's over. One more visit to that morgue would finish me. And that little attendant. Ooh.
I wouldn't say that about him, Margot. You know, I actually believe he took a shine to you.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.